Till Fellner has been called one of the most brilliant pianists performing today. He's in the second year of a three-year traversal of Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas, which he's performing in several cities, including London, Vienna, Paris, and Tokyo. And he's playing a number of them in New York tomorrow night at 7 at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I'm very pleased that he will also be performing some Beethoven right here in our studio. Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Playing the complete Beethoven piano sonatas has been compared to climbing Mount Everest. Has it been that kind of grueling challenge for you?
Well, it's definitely one of the greatest challenges for every pianist. And in the last couple of years, I have been playing the well-tempered clavier, all the 48 prayers and fugues, so I think now it's time for me to tackle the 32 sonatas.
That means about a whole new learning process, doesn't it?
Well, of course, I have played some of the sonatas in earlier days when I was a student and also in concerts. But you're right, some of the pieces are new for me.
And how many concerts are you playing altogether in how many different cities?
Well, it's about 10 complete cycles. And then for every program, there are special concerts.
So will you play all 32 in each city over the course of the 3 years?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. So is the thing at the Met the beginning of the New York cycle? Or have you been performing them here before?
Well, this is the fourth program, actually. So I'm at the beginning of the second year now. And so I play every program in all these cities. So there's a lot of traveling, as you can imagine. And then I go to the next program.
Now, and how do you decide which ones to include in each concert? Because you're not doing them in chronological order.
Yes, well, I've been thinking for quite a long time, and then in the end I decided to play Alfred Brendel's last program choice, you know. He's my teacher, he's my image, and I thought he has this experience over 50 years, and so why not take his final decision, his final choice? And maybe when I will play it in 10 years again, maybe I will change it.
It was one of my great thrills to have Alfred Brendel as a guest on this show once. And he turns out to be one of the big intellectuals in music as well. I mean, he's really thought a lot about music. Is it important in approaching Beethoven, because Beethoven becomes so much more complex over the years, to analyze him completely?
Well, you know, that's a difficult question. I wouldn't call Alfred Brendel an intellectual.
Well, he writes wonderful books.
Yes, but as a pianist, I mean, he's so emotional. But at the same time, he, of course, he thinks about what he's doing. And, of course, you have to analyze the pieces. You have to know what you are talking about.
You've said that it's important for you to play something many times in concert before you record it. Do you plan to record all of the sonatas eventually after you do the complete tour?
No, not this time. I mean, there are some live recordings. Some of the cycles, Vienna, London, they are recorded for the radio, but not for CD.
Is there a clear progression from the early sonatas to the later ones? Can you see this? Because often with painters, you can almost see that this painting is in response to the previous painting, and then the next one is in response to this one.
Well, there is clearly a development, and so we speak of three periods in Beethoven's life, and you have examples in the sonatas from all the three periods. And for example, the program I'm playing tomorrow brings some of the less well-known sonatas from all three periods.
You'll be playing the sonatas in G major, opus 79, F sharp minor, opus 78, D major, opus 26, the Pastorale, E minor, opus 90, and E flat major, opus 7. Which one are you going to be playing for us now? Any of those?
I would love to play the first movement from opus 79, the G major sonata.
Okay. Till Fellner, who'll be performing a concert of Beethoven sonatas tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Thank you.
Till Fellner performing the first movement of Beethoven's Sonata in G Major, Opus 79. One of the pieces he will be performing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And we have information about tickets to tomorrow night's concert at the Metropolitan Museum on our show page at WNYC.org. You told my staff before we began that you had to check out the piano before you decided what you were going to play. How important is a piano to an individual musician? For example, I know Glenn Gould loved a piano that everybody else rejected, but he felt some kind of connection to it that others didn't. Some pianists have their pianos shipped around the world as when they do their tours.
Well, I have to play the piano that is there, basically. And you can imagine it's quite difficult to adjust to so many instruments. And for me, it's extremely important to learn to know the piano and to work with the technician. I mean, the piano for me is like the voice for a singer. And of course, there are very different pianos. So you would think Steinway is Steinway. No, every Steinway is different. And you have to respect the character of the instrument. But within its character, it has to be really even. And you need a very good technician and a very patient technician to achieve this.
So you have somebody who adjusts the piano to your personal taste. The touch has to be just right for you. I've always wondered about another thing. If you know a pianist really well, you can pretty much identify him or her from the first notes, even though we're talking about a very mechanical instrument.
Mm. That's a mystery, no? Of course, every pianist has his personal taste regarding the sound of the instrument, and you can adjust the piano to a certain degree. But as I said, if it's a really brilliant, bright piano, then you wouldn't change it into a very soft piano. But this is, it's more a matter of the voicing. So you needle the hammers, you know. It has more to do with the sound, not so much with the mechanic, with the touch, you know.
Most pianists wind up mixing a wide range of composers in their concerts. But you have focused on Bach for years, doing the Well-Tempered Clavier and Inventions and Symphonias. Your recordings are really... have been praised as some of the best ever. The Well-Tempered Clavier is regarded as classical music's Old Testament. Beethoven's piano sonatas are seen as the New Testament. Do you see them that way?
Oh, definitely. It's this famous quote by Hans von Bülow. And for me, it's the core repertoire of the piano. And as the piano repertoire is so vast, you really have to concentrate on a certain repertoire, and you have to think about what would I like to play in my life. You know?
Is that why you have focused on going through these cycles rather than playing a little bit of Chopin, a little bit of Liszt, a little bit of Rachmaninoff, a little bit of Beethoven, Mozart, whatever, in a concert?
You know, I've quite a variety in my repertoire. I play a lot of contemporary music. I play Liszt. I play Mozart, Schubert, Schumann. What I would really like is to concentrate on great music because, you know, life is too short.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are certain composers that certain musicians just gravitate toward. I guess they feel some kind of connection to them. Mm. And there must be some that you... Bach is a very different kind of sensibility than Beethoven.
Yeah, but... it's the Central European repertoire. So I don't play a lot of Russian music or French music, a little bit. I mean, I admire some of this music. Don't misunderstand this. But as I said, you have to concentrate. And I would like to play all the important pieces by Bach and Beethoven and Mozart. So I'm pretty busy.
Well, they're all the German composers. I've spoken to a Russian-born pianist who said that they assumed he was going to play the Russians, but he wanted to play Bach. And he ran into some resistance when he was growing up in the Soviet Union. It was one of the reasons he left to come to the West. Are you one of those musicians who had the piano, the instrument forced on you, or is this something
at all. My parents are music lovers, but they are not professional musicians. And, okay, we had a piano at home, and it was fascinating for me. So I started like a child, you know. And my parents did take me to concerts very early. So I remember my first concert at Musikverein in Vienna. I think I was 5 years old. So nice. It's kind of natural for me, concerts, you know.
Because pretty much everybody I know says, well, you know, my parents tried to give me piano lessons. I resisted. Now I regret it. Mm. You are the person who took to it. Yeah. How did you wind up meeting Alfred Brendel?
This was through a teacher at the conservatory in Vienna. He's a mutual friend. He introduced me to Alfred Brendel when I was about 18, 19 years old. And I had just a chance to play for him for 20 minutes. And he immediately started teaching, you know, correcting and giving advice. And then he just told me I could call him again, which I did, of course.
Mm. Well, that was a compliment, obviously. He was interested
in you. It's a privilege to work with him.
You record your recitals and then listen to them as a way of determining what you're doing well and what you're not doing well?
Yes, yes.
Do other musicians do that?
Some, yes. You know, with a program like this Beethoven program, I played in, let's say, 15 cities over 2 months. And I like to listen to the recording and then try to improve. Sometimes it's details, sometimes it's very important things to change.
Because many musicians I've spoken to say that they don't have their own recordings. They don't like to listen to them because they hear all the things that they wish they had done differently.
It can be painful, yes.
So is it possible to even be objective about your own playing?
Well, I think so. I think of it like a painter, you know. Sometimes he has to step back for 2 or 3 meters and look at his painting. And you are so involved when you play a concert, you know. You are nervous maybe sometimes and so much going on. And when you listen to the tape afterwards, you have more distance. Yes, I think so.
On the other hand, a lot of musicians will tell you that they prefer to have recordings of their concerts rather than go into the studio because the studio, there's a demand for perfection, and sometimes perfection isn't even a goal to strive for.
Oh, I agree. But still, you want to improve and you want to, in my opinion, it's a great responsibility to play this music. And so, of course, I try to understand the music better. And therefore, it's just important for me to work, you know. It's a work in progress for me.
Do you find that different audiences around the world have different expectations or respond differently to the music? Or
Definitely.
Because you would think that with the ubiquity of recordings, I grew up listening to Russian pianists and German pianists and French pianists and American pianists. After a while, they all just became part of my sense of what music should sound like, that people would have some kind of a globalized taste.
I don't think so. I have an example. It's my hometown, Vienna. We have two concert houses, the Musikverein and the Konzerthaus. The audience is totally different, and there is only 100 meters between the two houses. And you have different audiences for recitals, for Lieder, for old music, for new music. For me, it's quite amazing. It's a sociological phenomenon. I cannot explain it. You know.
Are you playing something else for us now? Do you have something else
prepared? Yes.
What would you want to play?
I would like to play the first movement of the sonata in G minor, Opus 49, number 1. Actually, I will play this as an encore tomorrow.
Ah, okay. Till Fellner, who will be performing at the Metropolitan Museum of Art tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, performing a number of Beethoven sonatas as part of his program in which he is playing all 32 of the sonatas over the course of 3 years. Thank you. Till Fellner performing live in our studio. A lot of Beethoven these days. You're also performing and recording all five Beethoven concertos with Kent Nagano and the Orchestra Symphonique de Montreal. That's a very different kind of experience, isn't it? I mean, here you have total control. You are the soloist.
Yes.
There you're working with an orchestra and a conductor. Is that fun, that kind of collaboration?
It's a wonderful collaboration. You know, I've worked with Kent Nagano for a long time, I would say at least 15 years, and he has invited me many times. And he's a wonderful partner to work with. He takes time to rehearse the orchestra. He listens carefully, and for me it's a wonderful experience.
You started recording and performing the concertos in spring 2008. When will you start up again?
Well, we have already recorded number 4 and number 5, and I'm playing the first piano concerto next year in February in Montreal.
You won a claim as a pianist in 1993 when you won the Clara Haskell International Competition. You were just 21 years old?
That's right.
Do you think that having young talent is important in getting young people interested in listening to this music?
Of course. I mean, I'm very happy when I see young people in the audience.
Are you concerned that at least the general sense is that younger people are not as interested in classical music as they might have been in previous generations?
Well, I don't know, actually. I mean, I see quite a lot of young people. Of course, I'm in Vienna. You know, Vienna is a special place for music, so we have a lot of audience still, and also young people. I don't know, actually. I think when you, if you play interesting programs, you know, so for example, I try to include always at least one new piece, you know, a really contemporary music, then you can attract a younger audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way you play, of course, should attract everybody because you're an extraordinary musician.
Thank
I've
you
been
very much.
Absolutely thrilled to have had the honor of sitting here and having this performance. It was almost like a command performance because I'm your audience of one, but I have the best seat in the house. And I want to thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We want to remind everyone that they can get more information about the concert tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Metropolitan Museum by going to our show page at WNYC.org. I think we're going to go out with something from your recordings of the Bach cycles, Sinfonia in E minor from Inventions in Sinfonia French Suite 5. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.